Hi, this is Olivia from Olivia's Looms and Crafts, and today I'm going to be teaching you how to make the tulip bracelet. So what you're going to need is your loom, a crochet hook. I'm using my metal one because my plastic one's almost cracking, so I'm going to use this, and an S-clip or C-clip. You will also need 5 of each color you're using for the flower. So I have 35 colors right here in this half of it. These are 35 colors here. Well, not 35 colors, but 35 rubber bands. And I have my green. You can do black for the part that I'm going to use this in, and white. So let's get started. First, you're going to take your red rubber band and go from here to here. Then you're going to take your red rubber band and go from here to here. Then you're going to take another one, go here to here. Then you're going to cave in on the diamond, so make a diamond shape with a line up it, just like that. That's what the flower base is gonna look like. Then you're going to take a white rubber band and put it up. Then you're gonna take green rubber band or black and put it across. This is what it should look like. You're gonna take your next color, do the same thing. You're gonna go from there to there. Then you're gonna go up. Then you're gonna go sideways. And then go in here, push it down. Then take a white, go up, and then across, just like that. I will do this with you 2 more times and then I'm going to fast forward. From there, to there, oh sorry. That one actually goes up. Thinking of something else. Then in. In here. Push them down. Then up and then across. Then take your green, do the same thing. Sorry, I did that again. Go in there. Then you go out. Okay, so now I'm going to fast forward from here. And then you're gonna do your last flower. I didn't have enough to do this dark blue, so I only did this one. Sorry, I did that again. Sorry if my hand is in the way there. Then you're gonna go up. Cross, and I'm gonna put one on. I'm gonna use a green on here. That's what it should look like when you're done placing your rubber bands. Okay, so the next step is to start looping it. We're gonna turn our loom around so the red arrow is facing us. So you're gonna take your hook and grab this white one. It's just in there, so it's easy to grab, and loop it forward. Next, you're gonna grab this one, loop it into here, and grab this one, sorry, and loop it into here. And then you wanna push this one down because you don't wanna fall off. Then you're gonna go in here and grab this first, sorry, okay, one and loop it to itself. Then go back in here and grab this one, loop to itself. And you're just gonna grab the last one, kind of loop it forward and loop it to itself. Go in here, grab purple one, loop it here. Then you're gonna go back in that one and grab that one and loop it there. Then gonna go in here, grab that white one, and loop it to itself. So all you're doing is practically looping to it to itself, except you're not doing that with this one. Go in there, and you're gonna do that. See? Just because you're not looping these to yourself, but itself, but that's like. So again, go in here, grab it, go in here, grab it, put it out, and then go in here and grab it, put it out. Back in here. Loop it to there, back in here, loop it there. Okay, so I'll do this with you one more time, and then I'm going to fast forward. So up there, there, there. Push it down, then grab that one, loop it there. Then the last one in the middle, there. Here, there. Okay, so now I'm going to fast forward from here. So the last one, I'm looping and doing the same thing for all of them. Looping them like that. So, then there. So this is what it looks like when you're done looping it all. Okay, so the next step is to take it off the loom. Gonna stick your hook through all of them and come out. I'm going to take a white rubber band. Wait, green, sorry. And stick it on my hook and pull it through. Then hook it back on. I'm going to take this out. No, slip it more onto my hook. I don't have the rainbow loom hook, so it's going to be a little bit harder. Then I'm going to take it off. Or for the lumps that have the most here, they're going to be a little tough, but it's all right. And that's what the bracelet looks like. Now I'm going to teach you how to do the extension. As you can see, this is a very skinny bracelet, so you want to be careful when you're doing the extension. You're going to turn your rainbow loom back around. You're going to make sure the red arrow is facing away from you. You're going to put your first rubber band onto this one. Then your next rubber band, from this one to this one, going straight. My wrist is only 5 rubber bands long, so I'm only gonna do 5. Then You're just gonna keep going up till here. Since this is a full rubber band, I decided that I'm going to only put four because it's a longer bracelet too. So I'm just gonna flip this back on. It's a longer bracelet, so it shouldn't have any trouble here. Then you're going to go in. That's it, pops up, it's all right. I sort of lost this one. Then you're going to take up that one, move it forward, put that one. I'm gonna just do this one with my hand, I lost it. Sorry about that. I'm gonna put that foot down. And then you can either put your clip on this way or you can pull it to the side. This is easier for me. And then I just put on this S clip or C clip and I pull it off. Then clip it. And now you have your finished bracelet. Hope you enjoyed this tutorial. Come back in a few days, subscribe, and bye.